and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
It's your last chance to snag Dell Technologies' lowest prices of the year before the holidays. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. This is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The suspected gunman in the targeted shooting of United Healthcare CEO is fighting extradition to New York City to face murder charges. Luigi Mangione was taken into custody yesterday in Pennsylvania. He arrived at Blair County Courthouse shouting to the media. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Once he walked into the courtroom, he appeared a bit rumpled in a brown t-shirt and a wrinkled orange jumpsuit. He was shackled at the waist and at the ankles, and he challenged his extradition. He did not waive extradition to New York to fight the second-degree murder and other charges Mangione now faces in connection with the death of Brian Thompson.
He's now being held without bail. Aides say GOP leader Mitch McConnell is okay after falling today at a Senate luncheon. He was treated by medics briefly inside his office. In Southern California, a wildfire fueled by Santa Ana winds forced 18,000 from their homes in Malibu and is threatening Pepperdine University. This is ABC News. A battle is brewing between a Houston neighborhood and the U.S. Postal Service. At issue, the placement of residential mailboxes.
In Houston's Woodland Acres subdivision,
there's days we get mail and there's days we don't get mail.
Juanita Palacios' mailbox is mounted next to the front door, meaning that a letter carrier would have to leave the mail truck to get to it. Because loose dogs roam the neighborhood, the post office is concerned about worker safety. 30-year resident Victor Rodriguez.
I understand about the dogs, but I don't have no control over no dog.
And neither he nor Palacios has plans to move the mailbox from the front door to the curb. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Under a new bill proposed in California, social media companies would be required to put warning labels on their platforms. It calls for those labels to disclose risks to mental health. The legislation cites anti-online violence and cyberbullying laws as precedent. Advocates of the bill say it will help parents decide if they should allow their kids to use the platforms. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Ranger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Ayland. Teen suspected of killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls is scheduled to enter a plea Tuesday.
The 16-year-old, known so far by the initials CPB, is scheduled for arraignment for one count of intentional homicide and sexual assault against a child under the age of 13. The boy is accused of killing Peters as he was escorting her home from her aunt's house, then hiding her body along a river. Officers say he's admitted to the crime, saying he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life, and adding that he tried to hide her body after he learned police were looking for her. The case is being tried in adult court despite his legal team's efforts to move the case to the juvenile system, meaning his name will eventually be released. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Environmental advocates are critical of utilities' decision to delay retirement of a coal-fired power plant.
Sierra Club, Wisconsin expressed outrage that Alliant Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, and Wisconsin Public Service have once again kicked the can on shutting down the Columbia Energy Center located near Portage in Columbia County. The utilities are considering converting the plant to run on natural gas. After previously delaying its closure planned for this year, the utilities last week announced retirement of the coal plant is being pushed back from 2026 to 2029. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin schools are receiving more federal aid for mental health support.
The Department of Public Instruction announced Monday the state will get $10 million over the next 5 years to improve counseling services for students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says that money will go towards hiring and retaining counselors and social workers. DPI was one of just 22 agencies in the country to get funding under the new round of grants. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures today were already hit early this morning and are slowly sliding to the teens tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow morning. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Great to have you with us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Our program today is powered by our friends at Cenex. Of course, we got a great show lined up for you here today. We're going to talk markets in just a moment with Christy Van Onchesis with Van On and Company. In segment two, farmer sentiment on the rise again, according to this month's Ag Economy Barometer. Dr. Jim Mintert with Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture going to join us for an update on that in segment two. In segment three, we're going to hear from the president of the South Dakota Farmers Union, Doug Somke. Their convention, their 109th convention happening this week in South Dakota. I'm going to get some updates and a preview of that and talk about some of the issues that they're going to be highlighting with their members during convention this week. And in segment four, we will take a look at ag news headlines, including some unknowns ahead in the farmland market. Also comments from House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries on the farm bill and other news headlines. We'll get to that later in the show. Today's program, again, powered by Cenex. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex. They will keep you going with premium greases and lubricants. Trust your local experts or go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, let's talk markets to kick off AOA today. Joining us now, we welcome her back to the program, Christy Van Onchesis with Van On and Company in Minnesota. Christy, it's good to hear from you again. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing really good. Thanks for being here. Let's dive into this grain market a little bit. Tuesday, we got a WASDE report that's going to be out. Typically, not a lot of changes in that report, though. I'm not expecting much of anything. It's usually mostly, I will say, a copy and paste of the November report, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And to be honest, in the November report, they did make some kind of boldish changes when it comes to the production side of things. So I think they did what they wanted to do coming in before they have to finalize it in January. So I would be surprised if you see anything major happen out of the production side. And you're exactly right. Usually it is copy and paste from November. It's usually like a typical non-event. That doesn't mean something can't happen. I would say that if anything, I'm expecting maybe some increases in corn exports. We're running ahead of pace. I think you could maybe possibly see that. But once again, Wouldn't shock me if USDA is like, hey, let's wait this out and see how the rest of the growing season goes, or the demand season goes as we move forward. There's a lot of unknowns out there right now, but average estimates are pretty much dead on for both soybeans and wheat compared to last month's carryout levels. And then for corn, they're expecting a little bit of a decrease. We're currently just under a 2 billion bushel carryout, 1.938. And I wouldn't be surprised that by the end of things, you know, into spring, we're more like a 1.75, 1.8. And that could grant us some increases in prices for corn. I'm just slightly worried that it's going to come at a time frame that we talk about a lot of corn acres for next year just because of the profitability in soybeans. So it's going to be a long road, I think, for these markets. And overall, you know, it feels that way, right? The last month and a half, I think there's been about a week of exciting trade. Otherwise, it's been like watching paint dry for these markets. There's just no news and they're just not really moving.
Well, in terms of this corn market, I know March corn, for instance, has been trending. It's still been in an uptrend, but it's been a very sideways trade. I know we're right around the 440 mark on the board right now. I wonder if some folks are wanting to see a more of a round number on the board or in cash, for instance, a 450 number on the board and maybe a little slightly better cash number in the countryside to maybe move some corn, Christy. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, corn feels good, to be honest. My problem is that when I look at corn, I see a whole lot of resistance points for this market. And I hope we can get through them. But, you know, we got our best close that we've had since the beginning of November. And then I think it was November 8th, we closed at 444. And then it was like the beginning of October, we closed right at 450. Those are our two best closes for this fall time frame. And then the 200-day moving average is at like 451 and a quarter, I think it is, or 451 and a half. And so between all of those three price points over the next 10 cents, I just think that there's a lot of resistance on this market, and I hope it can go through it. But we have not actually been able to consistently trade above that 200-day moving average at all. We've touched it a few different times. Granted, with our downtrend that we have, it's a lot lower than it has been, but it has been this thorn in the side that this market finds those sellers. So I will use this 440 to 460 as a marketing opportunity, play catch up. We are recommending to be 90% marketed on corn. And obviously that's not like, hey, jump there right now type of a thing. We've been working on that for the last 2 years. But anytime we're kind of below that and we see these levels, we do urge people to kind of do those catch ups. And to be honest, corn options are really cheap right now. I wish it was that way for wheat and soybeans, but they are dirt cheap in my opinion for corn. And so that's something if you are kind of want that higher price, aren't happy with basis, you could look at something like that. But overall, I mean, this is the top end of the range in corn, like it or not. So I'm hoping we can get some sort of information to push it through. Otherwise, I really think the next 10 cents is going to be tricky.
We've got about 2 minutes. I'll open this to you, Christy. What's another market or two that you are keeping an eye on right now?
Yeah, it's probably soybeans. I mean, you could say soybeans or cattle. I'll start with soybeans and try and talk quick because, you know, I like to talk. But soybeans, $10 seems to be a little bit of a problem here. There's enough things on both sides. You know, technically, the chart looks decent on soybeans. We held the low multiple different times seasonally. Soybeans tend to be a buy here. There are some pockets in South America. But overall, I just think that the outlook for South America's crop is big. And when you look at the world carryout levels, like, don't look at them. Don't look at a chart. Don't look at where they are. It's not pretty. The fundamentals are absolutely hideous in soybeans right now. However, sometimes it's technicals can trump it. So we're looking at that, you know, hopefully get up to 1040 to 1060. But that's that top end of the range. And just, we need to skate by and we need to make sure we're coming into this next president with not tariffs on day one, like he said. And I think he front ran that to be able to say, hey, work on some things. So when I am president, I don't have to put those tariffs on. So there's there's a lot of ups and downs. As far as it goes for cattle, I think it comes down to cash trade. You've had futures slump last week, but they seem to be trying to gain back some. I would say when you're at this level, though, we kind of look at where we're holding on the chart, especially for feeder cattle. These are some levels that warrant some form of protection. I know cash is very strong, but I do think you still want to be looking at this trade and saying, I want to cover some risk to make sure we don't see a washout, especially with managed money the way they are right now. They're very long in both cattle and hogs.
Christy, always appreciate the insights and you joining us here on AOA. If folks want to reach out to you and the team there at Van Onen Company for a marketing conversation and more, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, you can call us at 1-800-648-5494.
And I know they can find you too online, vanonco.com. Christy Van Onen, she's with Van Onen Company. Always good to chat with you. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Perfect. Thanks, Jesse.
All right. AOA today, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex. They will keep you going and help you manage that risk on your operation. Safeguard that equipment with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location and have a conversation with your trusted local experts or visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk about the Ag Economy Barometer with Dr. Jim Mintert from Purdue University here on AOA.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 8% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $13.11 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit fbn.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Most folks just stick with the diesel engine oil they know, because why sweat the details? But you don't. You're one of those who'd make the switch, and we're talking to you. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. While the others experience wear and tear, you give complacency a kick in the pants. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils, oil that runs smart.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Think.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Today's program powered by our friends at Cenex. Check out your nearest Cenex store location. Talk to your local experts about the greases and lubricant products that they have that can help your equipment run efficiently, because when your equipment runs efficiently, your business runs efficiently. Cenex stores, reach out to them at their nearest location to you or go online, cenex.com. Let's take a look at the latest results of the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Joining us now for that conversation, it is always good to talk with Dr. Jim Mintert from Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture. Jim, happy holiday season to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jess. Appreciate it. And happy holidays to all your listeners as well.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, and it seems like the holiday spirit is out there, so to speak, in farm country. The latest results, farmer sentiment hitting the highest level since May of 2021. Break this down for us, kind of just the top line overview to start, Jim.
Yeah, it was really interesting. The barometer was up 30 points this month. That takes it to a reading of 45, and that's on the heels of a significant increase last month in October. In October, we were up by, I think, 27 points. So back-to-back large increases in the barometer and really people becoming more positive. And, you know, if you start thinking about, well, why did that happen? The biggest driver was people became more optimistic about the future. The index of future expectations was up 37 points. That was the highest reading for that index since April of 21. The current condition index rose as well, but not nearly as much. I think it was up 18 points compared to last month. But that did push the index back above 100. And remember, the base period for the barometer, all the barometer indices, is that 2015-2016 time frame. So being above 100 means that people are a little more optimistic than they were back in 15-16, which was the onset of a downturn. So, you know, one of the readings from this month's survey is the fact that producers really think things are going to be better in the future and maybe view the downturn we've experienced, especially in crop agriculture, as transitory.
Well, and it feels like a lot of this post-election, of course, with President-elect Trump returning to office here January, seems like some of that farmer sentiment, and I know that you guys indicated this when I was reading through the barometer, just looking at the future, as you mentioned, you know, tax environment, regulatory issues, overall feelings about profits and more things of that nature seem to be kind of at the crux of this increase in sentiment. Right, Jim?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things we learned after the 2016 election is that presidential elections can really have an impact on sentiment because it affects what people think is going to happen in the next several years. And so we, each presidential election since then, we've been asking questions before the election and after the election to see if we could measure change in attitudes. And as you mentioned, the three things that we focused on the most here, and we kind of learned this in 2016, is what do people think about environmental regulations and how they might impact agriculture? What do they think about tax policy, both income tax policy and estate tax policy? So there were some changes, especially with respect to what people think is going to happen with respect to environmental regulations. So the question we asked was, do you think environmental regulations impacting agriculture will be more restrictive, less restrictive, or about the same 5 years from now? And there was a big swing in sentiment on this one from October to November. In October, just 10% of the people in the survey said that they thought environmental regulations affecting agriculture would be less restrictive. In November, that jumped all the way to 55%. And on the other side, people expecting more restrictive. In October, 41% of the people in the survey said they thought environmental regulations would become more restrictive over the next few years. In November, that dropped to just 9%. So if you want to point to a single thing that kind of really maybe drove some of this change in sentiment and kind of relates to what people think is going to happen in the future, what they think is going to happen in terms of regulatory things that affect agriculture, especially in the environmental side, was probably the single biggest driver. Tax policy had some impact as well, not so much from October to November, but rather when we compared the results we got in November of 2024 to November of 2020, when the Biden administration was getting ready to come in. There was a significant difference there. And so if you look at, for example, estate taxes, In 2020, November 2020, 74% of the people in the survey thought estate taxes were going up. This time around, November of 2024, only 36% felt that way. So a swing there and a similar response on income taxes as well. So those were the drivers. People thinking we're going to have a better tax environment, a more favorable regulatory environment was really the biggest drivers in terms of the improvement in sentiment that we picked up.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Mintert with the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, looking at the latest results of the Ag Economy Barometer. Jim, you guys had another question in here this month as well that I want to get your thoughts and perspective on. And it's talking about whether or not U.S. agriculture folks think we're at the risk of a trade war that results in a significant decrease in U.S. ag exports. And of course, tariffs have been a big talk here from President-elect Donald Trump in recent weeks. So walk us through the responses to this survey question. What did we find?
Yeah, so if you think about our total survey, and we ask about 30 to 32 questions each month, virtually everything was more positive this month compared to prior surveys. The one negative that came out of this was the fact that people are worried about the risk of a trade war having an impact, a significant impact on ag exports. 42% of the people in the survey think that a trade war is either likely or very likely, while just 26% of them said that a trade war is either unlikely or very unlikely. So people are concerned about the risk of a trade war. But it wasn't enough of a concern to pull back on sentiment. And I guess if there was a surprise in the survey, we kind of thought people would respond this way with respect to the trade war, just because of the rhetoric that was taking place during the campaign and the risk that we're going to see a big rise in tariffs and see some major importers retaliate for that. But the fact that it didn't seem to impact sentiment was kind of interesting. And I don't know if I fully understand that. You know, from my perspective, that would be fairly negative for agriculture. You know, if you think about China, for example, they take over 50% of our soybeans. It hasn't received as much attention. But if you look at the North American side, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or the subsequent one negotiated in the Trump administration, you know, Mexico is a huge importer of U.S. corn. I think the last couple of years, Mexico has taken roughly 40% of U.S. corn exports. And of course, there's big discussions about the possibility of imposing tariffs on Mexico and then perhaps retaliating. So that was really kind of an interesting dichotomy. People are worried about the risk of a trade war, but not enough to pull back on sentiment.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And a lot of folks are thinking that some of this tariff talk is just simply a negotiating tool by President-elect Trump. So we'll have to see how this all falls together and see if it does, in fact, impact sentiment here in future barometer updates. Anything final from this month's update, Jim, that we haven't touched on? I noticed some upticks in the Farm Capital Investment Index, for instance, and things of that nature. Anything final you touch on for us here this month?
Well, the Farm Capital Investment Index, Jim, did jump up this month, and that was a surprise. We weren't expecting to see that. That index was up 13 points compared to both last month and a year ago. And if there's something significant there, that index has been kind of a trading range for going back almost 3 years between our readings of about 30 to 50. This month's index was a 55. So it's going to be interesting in two different ways. One is, are we going to see a follow-through when we do the December survey? And then secondly, is this really going to translate into things like more tractor sales, more farm machinery sales? That's going to be very interesting to see what the impact there is. You know, we did the follow-up question, what people's plans are for farm machinery purchases in the upcoming year compared to a year earlier. And if you go back to September, almost 70% of the people in the survey said that they were going to reduce their farm machinery purchases. That fell back to 55% in October and fell back to 51% here in November. So it's not real positive, but it does suggest maybe a little bit more movement there. And it'll be interesting to see if that really materializes at, for example, farm equipment dealerships.
Absolutely. Well, as always, we appreciate the update. And folks can take a look at the full Ag Economy Barometer update. Just go online, ag.purdue.edu/commercial ag for more. And with that, we always
Welcome to the conversation, Dr. Jim Mintert, Director for the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. Jim, I wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays again, and we will talk to you in the new year.
Thanks, Jess. Same to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you after the first of the year.
Once again, Dr. Jim Mintert with Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture joining us here on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Learn more at cenex.com. We'll be back with more right after this. On the December episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we looked at the latest quarter four economic update and discussed top export customers such as Mexico, Canada, and China, and what potential tariffs could mean for those export customers. We were joined by NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson.
And we think about 15% of our corn is exported. So, you know, a pretty big chunk of corn is exported. But then when you start thinking about the amount of corn that is exported in other forms like DDGs and ethanol and livestock and meat products, Mexico is the top export destination for U.S. corn in 5 of the last 6 years. Canada is also in that top 6 destinations for U.S. corn exports. And like I mentioned, you know, it's not just corn, but also some of those value-added products.
Hear the full conversation on the AOA podcast feed and view the quarter four economic update at ncga.com.
You're listening to...
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Milk markets were mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. January milk down 13 to 1924, February down 3 to 1930, March up 8 to 1944, April milk up 12 to 1928. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher as cattle markets on the cash side were $1 to $2 higher. Boxed beef prices, while lower, the higher cash markets helping to support live and feeder cattle markets as well, along with some positive numbers as well from that WASD report. Now, hog markets, that was a different story. Technical selling continues to pressure the market due to a lack of consumer demand. December live cattle up 205 to 189.85. January feeder cattle up $1.52 to 257.32. December hogs up 2 cents to 82.92. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher as the WASD report was for greater corn used for ethanol, larger exports, and lower ending stocks, all supporting the markets. Meanwhile, soybean markets were also higher as the soybean production forecast was at 131.2 million tons, up slightly, but soybean supply and use projections were unchanged. Wheat markets following suit as well, mostly higher. December corn up 6.5 to 440.5. January beans up 4.75 to 994.75. December wheat up 3/4.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back. AOA continues here today, brought to you by Cenex. Managing your business while facing harsh conditions, well, it could be tough. Cenex Stores Premium Diesel Fuels can help you power through the season and keep your equipment on the go. Invest in premium diesel, maximize your ROI, and get the most out of your equipment. Just go to your nearest Cenex store location. It's that simple. Talk to your local experts there, or you can go to Cenex.com for more information. One quick news note, and I know we're going to have more news headlines later in the show, but this one, I just wanted to share this real quick as we get connected with our next guest. Late last week, the European Union reached an agreement with Brazil, Argentina, and the three other nations that make up the Mercosur Trade Alliance. Even as France says it will push the controversial trade deal off course, the agreement ends 25 years worth of negotiations. The deal will create one of the world's largest free trade zones if it gets approved. The free trade zone would cover a market of 780 million people who represent nearly a quarter of the global gross domestic product. However, critics in France, the Netherlands, and other countries with big dairy and beef industries say the pact would subject their farmers to unfair competition and lead to environmental damage. Now, proponents say the agreement would save businesses approximately $4.26 billion in duties each year, cut red tape, delays, and remove tariffs on a large variety of products. Uruguay officials hail the agreement as a truly historic milestone. So again, the European Union and four Mercosur countries, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, reaching the political agreement late last week for this groundbreaking partnership agreement, again, ending some 25 years worth of negotiations. But it sounds like folks in France in particular could try to push this controversial trade deal off course between those South American countries and the European Union. So something to watch there, but very interesting movement nonetheless as the global trade flows continue to shift around the world. No doubt something we'll need to keep a close eye on. All right, as we roll on here on AOA, let's talk now about the 109th South Dakota Farmers Union State Convention happening this week. And joining us to tell us more about convention and have a conversation, it's always good to talk with him. He is the president of the South Dakota Farmers Union, Doug Somke. Doug, welcome back to AOA. It is good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about convention, of course, happening here in the middle part of the week. Just give us a rundown, kind of a quick overview to start of the 109th annual convention.
Sure. Yeah. Like you said, it's the 109th annual convention. We're at the Crossroads Hotel in the Huron Event Center, and it's going to be December 11th and 12th. And we start off right away at 11 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. We're going to have Beth Thompson, the state veterinarian, talk to us again. We had her last year. It was a really good discussion, keeping us up to date on what's happening as far as, you know, the bird flu, what's happening in the dairy industry that way, and also some of the other things dealing with the electronic identification things and that kind of stuff. So that'll be the start, and then we move into the convention banquet and the torchbearer program right away at 11:30 following her speech.
Well, and I know as well, on top of all of that, you guys have some great other guests who are going to be speaking throughout convention too. I know one of them we talked to quite a bit, Eric Snodgrass with a weather outlook. He's one, a few other folks on this list though. Who else is going to be speaking this year?
Yeah, we're going to have Jared Knock. He's with Expire. They're going to be talking about the regenerative agriculture. I mean, this is a been pretty hot topic, especially when you talk about things what you said about Eric, right? So Eric's a topic that you know, the high impact of meteorology really was a big topic for us last year. Again, a lot of interaction with the members, so we thought we'd have someone like Eric come back, and then we'll move down to at the end of the convention we'll have tax reform panels. One of the problems in South Dakota is, you know, our taxes are just like any place, right? They're too high, and we don't have enough revenue for local government and schools and that kind of thing. And so we're going to have a discussion with the Chamber of Commerce, David Owens, and then also from the Bankers Association, Carl Adam, and then from the Retailers Association, Matt Krogman. And we also had a late entry to that recently this last week. Representative Van Huysen, Tony Van Huysen, is developed a bill talking about lowering the valuation of property, especially owner occupied. So we're going to have him on the panel as well. So it should be a pretty good discussion. This is really designed to have a discussion for a couple of years in a row, so we can work out some real, grassroots plans of what can be done addressing the problems with the taxes in the state of South Dakota. And then I think the fun event will be Wednesday night. We'll have a Nights on the Prairie fundraiser for the education department, and Six Appeals will be there. I don't know if you've ever heard this a cappella group, but they're really good. They're a lot of fun. They get the crowd involved, and it should be a lot of fun. And we'd raise money for, like I said, a silent auction and live auction items for the foundation. And then we have our elections on Thursday morning. We'll also be electing our delegates for National Convention in Oklahoma City this March. And then we'll also have an address from our Farmers Union Insurance managers and talk about what's available for helping our members and others to help them cover and be prepared for the years ahead and the challenges ahead in that department.
You can find more at sdfu.org. We're talking with Doug Somke, the president of the South Dakota Farmers Union Convention happening this week. And I'm sure you mentioned tax reform, Doug, and I'm sure beyond that, a lot of other issues that are going to be talked about by the membership here during convention. I think about South Dakota eminent domain is such a hot topic. Looking at anti-competitive practices in livestock markets, Farm bill, we still don't have one, you know, things of that nature. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of topics that are discussed by the members this week, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, our policy committee would be bringing some language to deal with, like you said, the eminent domain and also local land rights, landowner rights, and local government policies. And also one topic that came up that was a pretty deep discussion back in July when the policy committee met was with talking about daycare and what we can do to help facilitate our young families with their daycare needs. And I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of our bigger cities have been losing their daycares. Even our small towns are losing them. And this is a detriment. This is not only, you know, is it a bad thing for the community, but for those families, it's really, really makes it tough because a lot of them are spending just about what they make off the income off the farm to cover their daycare and their healthcare needs. And these are challenges that we got to keep discussing and bringing up. And like you said, you know, the national issues. You know, the one good thing, cattle prices right now have been just on fire, and we just sold our calves this last week and just really, really happy. But I like to say that Farmers Union should take credit for some of this because, you know, we brought this to Department of Justice attention a few years ago and had some direct meetings with them and had members share their problems that they're experiencing directly out in the farm and ranch. And I think it's really taken hold. And as you can see, you know, we're dealing with numbers that are really, really low, of course, probably the lowest they've ever been since 1956. But on that, we brought the attention to it. And the Packers and everyone is, you know, they're actually paying up now. And it's something that we should be, you know, take credit for. It's something that we brought to their attention. We'll continue to bring to their attention. And the other thing is, like you said, the Farm Bill. I mean, Rob LaRue, the National Farmers Union president, will be here. He'll address this issue in depth. I really feel like we in the Midwest here kind of dropped the ball on this. Speaking with our congressional delegation this last week, we got some really heavy lifting to do, you know, very, very soon here. I mean, it's got to be done by the 20th of of December, and that's not much time to get a lot of things done. And, you know, talking about disaster aid, you know, not only for hurricanes, but also for the fires, and then also these low commodity prices. And we'll be talking about that quite a bit more as the time goes on. But it sounds like we're going to end up with this farm bill kick the can down the road again until next year. And we as an agriculture, we need to really pay attention and start working together as much as we can, because there just aren't enough of us anymore. And more legislators have been elected to Congress that just have no idea about production agriculture. And so we really need to get out there and tell our story.
Absolutely. Well, again, the 109th Annual State Convention for the South Dakota Farmers Union happening this week. Details, sdfu.org. Doug Somke, president of the South Dakota Farmers Union. Always good to chat with you, sir. Thanks for being with us. I'm sure we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Once again, Doug Somke with the South Dakota Farmers Union, and that lineup for their convention is a good one. SDFU.org again for more information. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex. Protect your equipment and achieve better performance and invest in quality products like Cenex Premium Diesel, Premium Greases, and Premium Lubricants. Keep your equipment running. Just go to your nearest store or visit Cenex.com. For more information. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Ag News headlines, USDA beginning its national milk testing strategy for H5N1, and some unknowns ahead in the farmland markets. We'll look at those stories and more coming up next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Tide has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 8% off with our cash payment discount. Plus pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $13.11 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time.
We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you today by Cenex. Protect your equipment and achieve better performance for your operation by investing in quality and premium greases and lubricants from Cenex. Go to your store or visit cenex.com for more information. Well, let's take a look at news headlines today to close out the show. After several years of increases, farmland prices seem to be easing somewhat. While demand for quality farmland is still high, that demand for land has backed down somewhat, according to Randy Dickhoot, farmland specialist with Agricultural Economic Insights.
We're kind of at what I think on the land market, if-then-but stage. If grain prices stay low, if farm incomes stay low, if liquidity keeps decreasing, then farmer buyers are going to be more hesitant to be able to buy and bid up like they typically do.
That slowing could change if government payments pick up again.
If there are ad hoc farm payments, price support payments that are coming because of the low incomes and high input costs, if interest rates would come down, those type of things, then we'll see some more support in the land values because the underlying income and outlook is better. But if certain things happen, then this probably happens, but there's a lot of uncertainty and wild cards.
As President-elect Trump gets set for term number two, tariffs could impact the price of farmland.
If tariffs get imposed and start restricting our grain commodity exports, hurts farm income, won't be good for farm income and land prices overall. But if there are additional payments like there were in 2019 and 20 to add to liquidity, that will help support incomes and stuff. So a lot of uncertainty right now.
Again, that's Randy Dickhoot with Agricultural Economic Insights. Well, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries warns any new farm bill next year must be balanced and bipartisan, or it will face the same opposition from his party that kept it from passing this year. Congress must again extend the 2018 farm bill, and top House Democrat Jeffries warns any new farm bill or extension must meet his party's goals.
We, of course, have to address the looming expiration of the farm bill, and that issue must also be dealt with in a bipartisan way and in a manner consistent with protecting farmers, protecting the agricultural industry, and protecting nutritional assistance for vulnerable Americans.
And even at this late date, Jeffrey says there's uncertainty over the legislative vehicle for a second farm bill extension.
Remains to be seen what the process will be in connection with the farm bill.
Suggesting it could be made part of another bill, like one extending agency spending into next year or as a freestanding legislation. But Jeffries warns any new five-year farm bill next year will again demand bipartisanship given a tiny GOP majority.
We will, by necessity, be engaged because it's clear that the incoming House Republican majority will not be able to do much without us.
And this further cautionary note on any GOP legislation.
As we prepare for the new Congress, we will seek to find common ground with the incoming administration whenever and wherever possible in order to solve problems for hardworking American taxpayers. But we will push back against far right extremism whenever necessary.
Democrats sharply criticized the House Ag Committee passed GOP farm bill this year that would have removed the Ag Secretary's discretion to update SNAP benefits and shifted $30 billion in SNAP savings to farm programs. Well, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced the start of its national milk testing strategy to address H5N1 infections in U.S. dairy herds. The measure builds on steps already taken by USDA and its federal and state partners since H5N1 was first found in dairy cattle in March of 2024. The federal order and guidance requires that unpasteurized milk samples nationwide be shared with USDA for testing. Now, the guidance was developed with significant input from state, veterinary, and public health officials and will facilitate comprehensive H5N1 surveillance of the nation's milk supply and dairy herds. Now, the new federal order requires sharing raw milk samples upon request from any entity responsible for a dairy farm, such as a milk transporter, transfer station, or processing facility. Now, second, it requires owners with positive cattle to provide information that enables contact tracing. And finally, it requires labs and veterinarians to report positive tests to USDA. Well, the Food and Drug Administration performs a critical task of providing consumers with clear nutritional information by enforcing labeling standards. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's worked for years with farmers and dairy processors to eliminate the misuse of dairy terms in labeling imitation dairy products. She says the FDA isn't clearing up the problem.
In 2023, the FDA published draft guidance that enables misleading product labels to remain on store shelves. The update merely provides voluntary guidance on nutritional labeling to plant-based processors, violating both FDA's rules for standards of identity and the Administrative Procedures Act. It's hard to believe that plant-based alternatives would willingly highlight the nutritional disadvantages of their products compared to real milk.
She said during a hearing that studies show conclusively that consumers mistakenly believe that plant-based alternatives are nutritionally equivalent or superior to dairy products. The imitation products have also been linked to health problems in infants and children. James Jones, Deputy Commissioner of Human Foods at the FDA, testified during the hearing about why the FDA only instituted voluntary labeling guidance.
If a plant-based milk alternative is labeled as milk instead of, for example, soy milk, that would be a violation. That is not allowable. The law doesn't prohibit the term milk in the labeling of such products as long as the name itself is not misleading. And we have a compelling amount of research that consumers are not misled by using terms such as soy milk or oat milk. They understand that it is not milk. So on the issue of using the term milk, you have to characterize what it is derived from. So it has to say soy milk or oat milk. You can't just say milk on such a label.
The FDA does ask manufacturers to label their products as not nutritionally equivalent to dairy products. Jones says that voluntary guidance is proving insufficient.
As you pointed out, we said we encourage manufacturers of these products to identify that they are not nutritionally equivalent to a dairy product. We have gotten a fair amount of comment that that is not adequate, and then we are taking that comment under consideration. Ultimately, I can't say where we will land that issue, but the nutritional equivalence issue is very much on our radar. And as I said, we've gotten a fair amount of comment along the lines that you've described around nutritional equivalence.
And once again, that's James Jones of the FDA. That's news headlines. We're out of time here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Optimize your operation with diesel fuel storage from Cenex. Go to Cenex.com for more. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call?
If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders, the scared.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Embattled Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still working to shore up support on Capitol Hill.
Despite the turbulent rollout amid allegations of sexual assault and